Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Good morning, Steve. 10 in the morning. Steve McIntosh, Ted Woodward. 39 degrees here at 7:30 on a Thursday. President Trump's former campaign chairman has been sentenced to significant prison time.
Paul Manafort was sentenced to 73 months in prison in a Washington, D.C. case. He's also facing time behind bars for a case in Virginia. California Democrat Senator Dianne Feinstein calls Manafort's punishment appropriate.
I think 7 years is a substantial and certainly adequate sentence.
Republican Senate Judiciary Chairman Lindsey Graham of South Carolina says justice is being served.
This is a man close to 70. He's going to be punished for his crimes, and a seven-plus-year sentence is probably a pretty good chunk of reasonable life expectancy. In that regard, it's a tough sentence, and some will say it's not tough enough. But from my point of view, the court's worked.
On Capitol Hill, Mike Emanuel, Fox News.
Plenty of rain in the Wichita area in recent days. The city's director for public works and utilities, Alan King, says that means there are some streets carrying more water than usual.
That's putting a stress on our drainage systems, particularly with a lot of grounds being still fairly impervious with the freezing and what have you that had gone on. So there's no surprise that we're finding some localized places where water is standing on the roads. We consider this to be what's nuisance flooding.
City road crews have been going through town, making sure all the drainage inlets are clear for water going into the stormwater system. Sometimes those inlets get clogged with leaves, trash, or other debris.
A Northeast Kansas hospital run by an embattled health management company has shut down operations. After struggling for months without enough funds to pay its employees or buy medication and food for patients.
The city of Horton's only medical provider, Horton Community Hospital, closed on Tuesday. Residents will now have to travel 12 miles to Hiawatha for medical care. The hospital's chief of staff, Dr. Richard Brown, said the closure didn't come as a surprise. Hospital staff said they had to negotiate with city officials to keep the lights on at the hospital, which faced mounting overdue bills. The hospital was transferred to iHealthcare after being managed by Empower HMS, which is associated with other Kansas hospitals that have struggled to pay their bills. Dan O'Neill, KNSS News.
A former emergency responder in Jackson County in northeast Kansas has been sentenced to 5 years on federal probation for stealing morphine from vials. U.S. Attorney Stephen McAllister says 33-year-old Colby Van Wagner of Mayetta was sentenced Tuesday. Prosecutors say Van Wagner replaced morphine with saline solution while working for the Jackson County Emergency Medical Service in Holton.
A man has been arrested for trying to threaten Google over his YouTube account being shut down.
Police in Mountain View, California say 33-year-old Kyle Long of Waterville, Maine, drove cross-country to confront Google over his YouTube account being shut down. Officers were tipped off about Long's alleged plans to threaten Google by Iowa State Patrol, who say he got into a minor car accident, was suspected of vandalizing a gas station bathroom, and had three baseball bats in his car. Turns out Long's wife, not Google, deleted the account. Google has yet to respond. Long was taken into custody 2 miles from Google's headquarters, booked on suspicion of making criminal threats, and held on a $25,000 bail. Kristen Goodwin, Fox News.
If you're looking for a great place to live, a new study says you might want to think outside the U.S.
They factored in recreation, housing, transportation, the economy, education, public and medical services, and the social and political environments. A global consulting firm ranking the best cities in the world to live, Mercer, not a fan of the United States. For the 10th year in a row, Vienna, Austria is number one. Zurich, Switzerland is second. That's followed by Auckland, New Zealand, Vancouver, and Munich. In fact, Germany had 3 cities in the top 10. The United States shut out of the top spots. Congratulations to San Francisco for rallying in at number 34. Boston and Honolulu followed. New York City came in 44th, followed by Seattle, Chicago, and Washington, D.C. The worst cities in the world to live, Baghdad, Iraq, the capital of Yemen, and Port-au-Prince, Haiti. Kevin Battle, Fox News.
Now cloudy, a northwest wind at 30, gusting to 36 miles per hour and 39 degrees at KNSS. Let's take a look at the forecast with KNSS staff meteorologist Dan Holliday. Good morning, Dan.
Good morning. We will be windy and cooler in Wichita today with widespread clouds, a few afternoon scattered showers. Our high 45 with strong winds gusting up to 45 miles per hour from the northwest. Tonight we see a break in the clouds as drier air moves in. Our low a chilly 29, sunny and 48 for the high tomorrow. For the weekend, Saturday's high 57. I'm KNSS meteorologist Dan Holliday.
7:35 now, Stephen Ted. Again, 39 degrees. That wind is something else, isn't it? Wow. It was tough yesterday afternoon. On this date, this is the 14th of March. On this date in 1964, a jury in Dallas found Jack Ruby guilty of murdering Lee Harvey Oswald. The accused assassin of President John F. Kennedy sentenced him to death. Both the conviction and death sentence were overturned, but Ruby died before he could be retried. And, of course, that began all, that was part of all the beginning of all the theories. The conspiracy theories that have haunted us now for all these many years about the assassination of President Kennedy. Jack Ruby died of cancer in prison, but some people think maybe he got poisoned. You know, that's one of the theories, the conspiracy theories. There are many of them, and people have done radio talk shows about them for years and years.
Oh, yeah. Oswald was taken out. Ruby was taken out.
Yep. People who sell billboards like to remind other people how effective they are in getting attention. Well, that's true in the case of a New Jersey man. Chris Ferry had to get a new phone number after being overwhelmed with birthday wishes when his sons put up a billboard asking people to call him. The Sun sent a little newspaper report. So far, he's received 15,000 Facebook messages and phone calls from people who saw the sign along the highway in Linwood, New Jersey.
That's right.
And
he was glad when Facebook went down yesterday. Whew.
Plus.
Finally.
You know, he had, I noticed him on some of the national network news as well. That probably boosted his numbers a little bit there. Again, the sign had Ferry's phone photo, his phone number, the words, "Wish my dad happy birthday." Ferry took a selfie in front of the sign, but he wants it, please, to come down. He's had enough.
Right. Enough with the happy birthday wishes from people that I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. I believe yesterday I saw our friend Ronell from KSN, Ronell Williams. I believe he sent the man a text saying happy birthday.
Yeah, I think he did.
Yeah.
He did. So, yeah. I had, on my 30th birthday, my wife rented one of those. You don't see them anymore. The porta signs that you could haul into somebody's yard.
Right.
About 10 feet by 6 or 7 mm-hmm. feet. She rented one of those for my 30th birthday.
Oh, my.
Stuck it in the front yard. We probably have a photo of it somewhere. And I, you know, so.
It was high tech back in the day.
Pretty high tech. I don't know what she paid for it, but. Anyway, she was trying to make it special for me.
Well, and you hit the milestone.
Yeah.
That was your 30th?
30th.
Okay.
That was a long time ago, Ted.
Well, you got a milestone coming up this year, so she's probably got something huge planned.
Yeah, it's going to take more than a yard sign, I'll tell you. 7:38 now, Steve and Ted, and I got word yesterday that we have a listener. Of course, we like to know we've got a listener, but several of them sometimes. Apparently, Dr. Terry Ernst is a listener. And I've never met Dr. Ernst, but she is the physician for our boss, Jackie Wise. And apparently, Dr. Ernst has commented to Jackie about how sometimes you say something on Steve and Ted's show that's not too good about Jackie, Ted. And so
I don't think that's true at all.
Bring that up with you there. In case you have been saying anything nasty about our boss, you probably shouldn't do that anymore.
All right. I can't for the life of me think what that would be.
Me neither. If we do, it's in a very kind and loving and teasing way. I think we try to talk about our boss in the most glowing and positive terms. In fact, we had a very nice comment about her. I believe it was August of the year 2013. And so,
The years fly by.
The years fly by when you're passing out compliments to your boss. Dr. Ernst, don't be alarmed. We only insult the people we really care about. That's the way it works.
And after Jackie brought you a nice breakfast sandwich yesterday morning.
Yeah, well, I didn't eat it. I was fasting yesterday, so I didn't eat the breakfast sandwich. You have one?
Oh, yes.
Yeah, we were celebrating. What were we celebrating around here?
March birthdays and anniversaries.
Oh, that's the way we do it now. The employees have some sort of,
we don't do individual birthdays.
No.
We kind of lump everyone together monthly and celebrate
and
their birthdays collectively.
And it's handy that way because, you know, it doesn't. From Jackie's point of view, the boss, it doesn't cost a lot. Plus, she doesn't have to remember people's names when she sees them in the hall. You know? Sometimes you get
that. Is that why she called, hey, you? Good to see you.
Yeah. I'm lucky if she says that to me. She's got other terms of endearment. Last night, my wife decided it'd be a good idea for us to take our two of our grandsons, Luke and Nolan, the Thumble Boys, out for a meal because, as she said, it's spring break and we haven't done anything special for the boys. I said, took them to a very busy restaurant on the west side, which has my photo in the lobby, and enjoyed a nice meal together with Luke and Nolan.
Very nice.
Yeah. And, of course, I always laugh when one of those kids says those three magic words to
give me more?
No. Pass the gravy, you know.
Oh, well, yeah, there you go.
Yeah, spring break's
anyway. Did you have some good chow?
Oh, delightful.
Good.
Celebrating spring break with all those kids out of school
nice. This
week. And it's got one more day to go before they have to go back next week. Okay. Time for the Prairie Fire Coffee Break here on KNSS. Prairie Fire Coffee is the freshest coffee in the Wichita area because Prairie Fire Coffee beans are roasted fresh right here in Wichita. And you can get Prairie Fire Coffee at your office by calling 267-3771 or online at prairiefirecoffee.com.
Coffee break!
741, Steve and Ted.
Why do you make it sound like there's only one day left of spring break? Oh, you're depressing everyone. There's 4 days left.
One official school day that they're not there. So there's 4 days, really.
It's 4 days.
Okay.
You're so depressing. Only one day left of spring. No, there's 4 days left of spring break.
Are you taking a spring break?
I don't get spring break. Yeah, it doesn't matter to me.
Why do you care, Mr. Sympathetic over there?
Well, but if you're enjoying such a spring break, I would like to think, hey, I've got 4 more days.
Kids, enjoy it, okay? 741, Steve and Ted coming up. Bill Roy is going to talk about President Trump grounding the 737 MAX. That's on the way, Steve and Ted on KNSS.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.